It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Shapp, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. And by Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Shapp.
Welcome to another episode of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Shapp. All right, buckle up. You are going to love this interview with Maria Jose Marin, a freshman golfer at the University of Arkansas from Cali, Colombia. She's only 17 years old. She's ranked number 18 in the World Amateur Golf Rankings as of March the 13th and number 1 in the NCAA according to Spike Mark Rankings on that same day, March the 13th. Her best finish as a collegiate golfer was last October at the Blessings Collegiate Invitational when she won it. Her lowest round is a 66, round 2 of the Mountain View Collegiate back on March the 16th. I had to ask Shauna Taylor, head coach of the University of Arkansas, about her star player, Maria Jose Marin. Here are her comments over Zoom while she was out on the road recruiting.
Shauna, what is Maria Jose Marin? I mean, 17 years old, and she's ranked number 1 in NCAA women's golf right now. I mean, she is, what, the best of the best?
She is. I've said this before, but she's definitely the best player coming in as a freshman that we've had. Obviously, we've had kids come through our program that have gotten a lot better over time, but she's come in right away. And, you know, her game is at a place that is really consistent, and that really translates well to college golf. She's a very amazing ball hitter. She drives it really straight. She putts it pretty good. And I'd say the only place I feel like she can get a lot better is just short game, getting some variety. I think also, you know, learning, you know, on a golf course, how to really execute well off of slopes and different lies. When the peg goes in the ground, a pencil's in her hand, she's ready to take on the challenge, and she's fearless. And I think that's an attribute that you don't always see a lot, but you do see it in the best players. And she loves to compete.
For her to be as young as she is and have what I say, the set of ears, brains inside of her right now at this very young age, you don't see that a lot, especially with kids these days growing up. I mean, they're out doing all kinds of things, and she is focused. She is driven. She knows what she wants, doesn't she?
She does. And, you know, I have to give a lot of credit to her dad. I mean, her dad for lack of a better way to say it, has trained her well. I mean, he knows, he's a good player himself. So he knows what it takes, and he's done an excellent job of, you know, making sure that her game is complete, but also making sure that her mental game is complete. I think that's sometimes we miss that. We pay all these, you know, all this money for golf swings and equipment and stuff like that. But she's really mentally tough. And that just is something that is special and really separates her. For the most part, a fairly complete golf game. I think we can help her grow even more, you know, here at Arkansas. You know, being 17, she's learning to grow up too. I mean, she's so young, and, you know, teaching her, you know, the things about life, like doing laundry and time management and all of those things. I think when she starts to get even more of those skills, it's going to be pretty amazing to watch her in her career at Arkansas.
She finished 14th last year in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Obviously, she's looking to improve on that this year. How do you see her game going into that tournament this year?
In Arizona, I spent a lot of time with her on the golf course because it was a new place for her. And it's definitely sharpening at the right time, which is good for her at Augusta, but also good for our team as we head into the kind of the meat of postseason. But it's really good. I think Darius Rucker, her putter was a little off. She hit it a little funky, but she's really trying to get tuned up for Augusta, and the last run is a part of, you know, our season.
I know I don't want to put a lot of expectations out there with her, but can you see a Stacey Lewis, Maria Fossey type career with her in college?
Oh, yeah. I definitely can. I mean, I've been very impressed. I think, you know, I was telling her too, the Darius Rucker, she's playing against, you know, an Ingrid Lindblad, who's the number one amateur in the world that's played there 5 years. And there's just some intricacies to that golf course that are required to know over time. And I think when you give Maho some more reps on some of these college golf courses, I think it's going to be really fun to watch her career continue to blossom and grow as a Razorback. And she loves it at Arkansas and with us. And it's just really fun. She's, you know, everybody takes care of her and makes sure she's good. And it's just been a really special season. And, you know, freshman years can be hard. I think the transition's been tough with school and managing all of that. But we've really tried to put, you know, people around her, myself and Mike and our staff really have invested to try and, you know, make it easier for her, because it has been hard. New country, new language. I mean, it's the ball she's had to juggle and still be able to do what she's done. I think says a lot about, you know, her intestinal fortitude just to get through it and do the very best that she can in everything that she chooses to do.
We are back with Maria Jose Marin after this.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels, on the web at bphotels.com.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. When you need an overnight place to stay, go online, bphotels.com. Make sure you stay at one of their properties. Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, a great sponsor of From the Short Grass. All right, it's time to hear from Maria Jose Marin. She is competing at the Augusta National Women's Amateur. She finished 14th last year. And so what's the 17-year-old going to do this year? Well, we have to let the tournament play out. On the tee, 17-year-old freshman from the University of Arkansas, Maria Jose Marin.
Maria Jose Marin, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
It is Maria Jose Marin.
Okay, so I'm pretty close. I'll take that. I'll chalk that up as a win. How is life for you?
Yes, it's a really tough balance, and I think it's like nothing compared to what it used to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
Because I did my last 2 years homeschool, so I had plenty of time to practice and do all my stuff and go to tournaments and still be, like, top in school. Right now, it's like, yeah, I have a good GPA and stuff, but it's challenging.
Yeah, you're only 17 years old. You're a freshman at the University of Arkansas. When did you first pick up a golf club?
So, this, like, whole adventure started when I was 3.5. I was really little.
3.5?
Yes, 3.5.
Wow. Okay.
So, my dad, it all started because of him. He has been playing golf for a really long time, and he was a really good amateur, but never turned pro. He tells me that one day he was practicing and, like, playing and stuff. And I was just there, like, bothering him, as always. And I just grabbed, a gigantic club and started to hit some balls. Like, try to hit some balls.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, since that day, he saw that I really had interest in this game. And he bought me my first clubs that were, like, US Kids 39 set. And, well, that's how it all started.
And you're not very tall.
No.
I mean, you're very... Yeah, I think there might be some golf clubs that might be taller than you. So when you picked up your dad's long golf club, I mean, what was that like?
Well, like, I don't remember right now, but they told me it looked, like, really, really funny, because the club was obviously, 3 inches taller than me. So I don't know how I did, like, the swing movement or, like, the motion, but they just tell me, like, I looked funny, and, well, when I had the, like, the right clubs, I just, like, try to do the same movement.
But yeah, you love playing the game.
Yeah, I love playing the game. It's like, I don't know what I would do without the game.
Well, you probably wouldn't be here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When you think about how you got to Arkansas, what was that like?
So, the recruitment process, it all started when I was in 8th grade. We in Colombia, we don't have 12th grade. We have till 11th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So, back when I was, like, in my freshman year of high school, that's when, like, the university started to contact me. Or just, like, sending emails, like, hey, Maria, we are really interested in you. We can talk with you. We can't talk with you, like, in person. Neither phone calls. We can just email you. But to let you know that we have, like, real interest in you. And, like, in that summer, I planned, like, a mini tour with my dad, like, two JG Gays. I planned on playing the, the U.S. Girls, then the Orlando Junior Match Play, like, Open. And, like, with the objective of the university, like, to see me play. And, actually, I won 4 or 5 tournaments that I played.
Wow, that's pretty good.
So, yeah, that like, really set the,
a standard where everybody's coming after you now.
So that's when Shauna contacted me and sent me the email. Like, I don't know if it was like an automatic email. Like they sent, like you can see it's mm-hmm. a form. But to be honest, it was not my first option. I saw a lot of options. Then like in my sophomore year, I accepted official visits, and we were considering and accepting Arkansas as an option, and we were talking with my dad, and we're like, okay, we're gonna give it a chance. And it was actually the first visit that I made.
Really?
So it was back like in September. Yes.
And what were your impressions when you came here to Arkansas on that official visit?
So back at the time, I didn't know like a lot of English, so that was a challenge. I was 15, so yeah, I was really young too. So I was like looking for more like a team that felt like a family, and more like a coach that felt like kind of a mom, that I knew that she would take care of me, that everything that happened to me mattered to her. Because I know that some coaches are more like administrative coaches, so mm-hmm. they just care like more about like the results. They don't care like more in like you. So when I came here, I get to know Shauna, I get to know Mike. Like at instant, I loved them. And then I met the team at the time. There were some girls that right now they're not here, but most of them are here right now. And I really like them. And I thought to myself, this is kind of the team that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw the facilities, and yeah, like I fell in love with it. And then like all the story, knowing Gabby and Maria came here, Stacy. So kind of like that, it convinced me into coming here.
When you look at the Blessings Golf Club, the 18 holes out there that you get to practice on, is it intimidating at times?
Yes, it is really intimidating. I can say the Blessings is like one of the top golf courses around the U.S., and I think, like, as a team, it can prepare us for any challenge that we face, like, in different courses. Of course, we don't have, like, the same type of grass. This grass is, like, really perfect. Like, every shot you hit, it's, like, of a tee.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the lies, the bunkers, and the greens, of course, when they're fast, they're really fast, and they're really challenging. They can prepare you for, a top golf course.
What's the best part of your golf game?
So I can say the best part of my golf game is my driver. I consider myself a really, really good driver, like good driving person. I'm barely on the rough.
Mm-hmm.
So like that's a that's a really good thing, because I have a really good drive, and like my second strength in the game is my ball striking, that I've like from 18 greens around the 15, 16 greens in regulation.
Last year at the Blessings Collegiate, the birdie run that you went on, I don't think is ever going to be matched again. You must have just been really on your game.
Yes, that week especially, I felt really comfortable with my game, really confident. Shauna did a really good job in preparing us for the tournament.
Right.
So like a month before the tournament, she would make us go every day out in the course, like putt to every hole location and try to hit the shots that she thought we had to face in the tournament. So at the time that we were teeing off the first day of the Blessings, like I already had a plan on what I knew I had to do, and if I was gonna fail in like at some point, I knew where to. I was a handful of nerves at the first tee, and like the first shot, it was not really good. I actually started the tournament with a bogey.
Mm.
But then from then, I like something inside me connected, and I just started making birdies and birdies and birdies.
Do you remember how many you had? 16.
I did not remember that, but
16 that birdies over what, 36 holes?
36 holes, yes.
That's unheard of.
Yes.
That's impressive.
I went on, I don't know what happened. Well, I do know what happened. As I said, I'm a really good driver, ball striking. And sometimes, like, the putt is just not there.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole tournament, the putt was there, and it really collaborated. So if I had, like, over 12 feet, I knew I would have, like, I had a chance to make it.
Sure.
And some of them went in. So
a lot of them went in.
A lot of them went in.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. I can tell you that. Very fun to watch. So you spoke a little bit on Shauna and how she recruited you and everything, and the fact that, you know, she sees you as more than just a player.
Mm-hmm.
What does she mean to you?
Well, right now, like as I said, she's like kind of my mom. So, like, she takes care of us. She's always there for you. She does all the traveling plans, and like she goes like two steps ahead of you. And sometimes, like, you doubt of like on her decisions, like it's normal, but like at the like at the very last minute, you see that it's for your own, like, for your good. It's mm-hmm. not gonna, it's not to, like, to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. When you're on the course playing and she's there with you, is that comforting to have her right there beside you as your coach?
Yes and no. Sometimes, like, yes, most of the times, it's like, I know, like, that I can find support on her, and that she's always going to be there for us and for me, supporting us on the course and helping us make the best decisions around the course and mm-hmm. with our shots. But it's sometimes stressing, and I feel kind of nervous, because there's always the pressure that you have to do good because she's there. And I don't, she never tells us that, but like, it's a pressure that I put myself on, like, mm-hmm. because of my head.
Yeah, I get that. You got to play last year in the Augusta National Women's Amateur. Finished 14th, yes. I believe, if that's correct. The weather was not good down there at all, was it?
No, last round was, I can say, a mess. Because, like, the nerves, because it was, I don't know, my whole body was shaking in the first tee. And then the weather did not collaborate at all. So we had to stop for around 2 hours and a half because this big storm just came out of nowhere. And, like, I was not doing good by the time that we stopped.
What was it like to get to play? I mean, Augusta National.
So it was a dream, to be honest, since the first, like, edition of the Augusta National Women's Am. With my dad and with my mom, we planned on, like, it was, like, a really long-term plan. So I thought I was going to play it when I was on my junior, senior year of like college, I didn't really thought I was going to make it before I was a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
So like while drive through Magnolia Lane with my daddy was like an experience of a kind. Like I remember, we have a video of it, and we still watch it by the day. And like we have the we have tears in our eyes because it's just like a magical place. It's a temple, and well, like get to play it and like get to maybe like have throwbacks of like the most iconic shots at the Masters and seeing the actual holes, and get to play some of the shots. I can like pat my back that I made birdie on 16.
Very good.
So that was the only birdie and a really good moment.
You've been invited back this year. I'm sure you're looking forward to it.
Yes. Since last year, since I played the tournament, my goal was to be back at the tournament. I knew I had to go back to that place. And I really worked my hands off. I worked really hard. I practiced a lot. And we were very, like, strategic with the tournaments that I played because of my wager that if I, like, play a tournament and I know it's not going to be good, it can affect me on mm-hmm. my positions. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's kind of the only way that I can get an invite. So we were really strategic. The tournaments that I played in, they were really good. Almost all of them were first position. Like the college tournaments, it was second, first, and 12th. I got the invite. And, well, I'm really looking forward to it. Like, every practice that I made, it's obviously focused on the season that we have ahead. But it's obviously focusing on Augusta and doing a good role there.
Maria, when you opened up that invitation, I mean, not just last year for the first time, but this year again for the second time, does that feeling ever get old?
It never gets old. I mean, it's a privilege that you get an invite to, like, to even watch the tournament. And now to play it, it's, like, more than a privilege. It's, I can't say that it's a miracle. But it's, like, really hard to get into. That feeling of getting there and, like, knowing that your hard work pays off, it's never going to get old. And it's obviously a feeling that I'm never going to get tired of.
When you see the names Stacey Lewis, Maria Fossey, NCAA champions, Gabby Lopez, NCAA runner-up, is that something that you want to try and accomplish in your time at Arkansas?
Yes, definitely. That's one of my main goals, and that's a goal that I set before I came here, that I knew I wanted to be as successful as them, because right now they're LPGA superstars. And I know if I want to have a future, like in the big leagues, I have to be able like to accomplish that. And it always would feel like I will feel really proud of myself if I get to do that one time.
Obviously, LPGA is a sight that you have once you get done with playing collegiately. Do you sometimes sit and maybe late at night when you're about to fall asleep think about, man, the future, playing on the LPGA Tour, what that might be like with now the purses are starting to grow for the women?
So obviously the LPGA is always like in the back of my mind. Right now, like, I'm really young. I'm a freshman. And, well, I'm 17.
Yeah, so you're young.
That's another thing. I know that I want to finish my 4 years, and that I'm a true believer that process is key.
Mm-hmm.
And that I have to respect that process. So I want to, like, form myself as a player, as a person. Be here my 4 years. And then if I do good, like, here, in golf, in my golf career, I know that I'm ready for something bigger.
In the fall, you guys were ranked number one
yes.
at one point as a team. and there's a lot of expectations when it comes to Arkansas women's golf. How does this spring set up for you all? And obviously the goal is to get out to California and compete for a national championship, correct?
Yes. So as you said, at one point we were ranked number one, and it obviously, like, I felt the pressure, and I think I can speak for my teammates that, like, we really felt the pressure, the Stephens Cup, because at that point we were ranked number one, mm-hmm. and we had to compete against Stanford, Wake Forest, Texas, so, like, top NCAA teams. I think we thought, like, a lot about that, and that kind of, like, got to us. But, like, right now for the spring, like, I'm preparing really good. I'm working really hard. My teammates are working really hard. We're just going to try and do our best and, like, hope our best gets us to number one again.
It'd be pretty special if you guys can do that, and then – have you thought even about a team title? I mean, they've won the SEC before, and obviously that's the first goal, but a team NCAA national championship, what that would mean to not just yourself and the team, but the school and the state?
Obviously, an NCAA like championship would mean, I think, the world to a university. It just like brings up the name of the university of the state, and that can like set the bar to other people and see, like, okay, this university is really good. Mm-hmm. Like, we should try and look for, like, I think as a, like, someone as a parent would say, like, I think this is a school that I want my daughter, my son to send to, like, to study in. And, well, for us as a team, we, like, in the fall, like, early fall before we started off the season, we set up, like, goals that we wanted to make and how we were going to get to them. And, well, NCAAs were one of them.
Yeah.
And SECs, too.
Of course. They're always up there at the top of the list. If you could say one thing to Mr. John Tyson about this place that he has here, what would it be?
Just, like, thank you for the opportunity that he has given us. Thank you for everything that he has done for the team. I mean, these facilities, I think, are the top facilities around the U.S., and we wouldn't have everything that we have right now if it was not for him.
Best golf course you've ever played?
Augusta National and Pebble Beach.
I think I knew where you were going with number one. then Pebble Beach, wow. That's nice. I love Pebble. Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, three other players that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be? Oof. It could be anyone.
Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
Liana Maguire. Mm-hmm. I saw her play at the Solheim Cup, mm-hmm. Obviously on TV. And, like, wow, how she plays. And match play. So, yeah.
Pretty good. And then one more.
One more. And Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth.
Yes.
Okay. Scotty and Jordan, they're good buddies. And then, I mean, maybe you and Leona can team up and y'all play against Jordan and Scotty.
2-2, yes.
I know who my money's on. You. I'm going on you. Maria, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck.
Thank you so much for the invitation here.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
That's all the time. I want to thank Shauna Taylor while out on the road recruiting, spending time with me over Zoom to talk about her outstanding freshman, Maria Jose Marin. I also want to thank Maria for her time on this episode of From the Shortgrass. She is someone you want to pay attention to. She will do something big in the game of golf. Remember to find your ball mark on the green and fix it, and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from the Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.